Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, as I say, with the sun shining, could you be making money selling your electricity back to the grid via your supplier? Well, in recent months, many homeowners with solar PV panels on their roofs have been getting their first micro-generation payments from their suppliers. Now you're interested, I'm sure. How much money could I be making, I hear you say? Well, who's offering the best rates? All these questions come to mind. Brian O'Connell has been looking into this and is willing to make you loads of money.
What Brian, a build-up, go on.
You better live up to it. This is for people, Brian, who have solar panels and generate excess, is that it?
Yes, so we're talking about solar PV panels. These essentially capture sunlight on your roof. An inverter in the attic converts this to electricity. You can use it to power your home, charge an electric car, perhaps heat a tank of water. And then if you have more than you need, Cormac, you can export this back to the grid and you're going to get micro-generation payments from this year on. So in recent months, many people began getting their first micro-generation payments. The payments are backdated to the start of last year, and then the rate will depend on what supplier you're with. Now, we'll get to that because I did do a comparison of some of the suppliers in terms of how much they'll actually pay you for selling electricity back to them. And then we'll look at how much a system is going to cost you and how much of a payback in terms of years it's likely to take.
Okay, so we've an awful lot to cover here, Brian, but people want these answers, don't they? How much are people getting back from selling to the grid?
It depends who you're with and how much you have to sell back, and then it is capped and it depends on the rate you're being offered. Now, I spoke to one person we're going to hear from. Sharon Hogan lives in Greystones in Wicklow. She got the solar PV installed in October 21. She bought an electric car that summer, so her plan was to charge it from the roof, and then she did have excess, Cormac. So I asked her if she'd got a few bob for it yet.
We did, finally. It came through last month. It was backdated to February 2022. And it was a decent amount in that we actually weren't here a lot last summer just for family personal reasons. So we had sent a lot back to the grid. It was a nice little bit to come in at a time when energy prices are quite high. So it's nice to see your account with a credit rather than otherwise on it.
So give me a sense of how much they paid back roughly.
I think our payment came in at just under 500 euro. We weren't here for a portion of last summer for different reasons. So that won't be a standard annual return on it at all. And we probably, as time has gone on, we're a bit more aware and using the apps that you can use to control it. We're getting a little bit more aware of kind of going, right, we're generating X kilowatts using the heat condensing dryer. Now, if we put it on now, we'll use that rather than sending it back.
What would your advice be to anyone, Sharon, who might be considering a solar PV system?
I would recommend it. I think don't go into it thinking this is it, I'm not going to be spending any money on electricity. Be a little bit savvy in your appliances and your usage. And I suppose look at when you're there and how you can use this, but it is nice kind of to see on a sunny day how much energy you can actually be generating, and it kind of gives you an insight into what we could all be doing, which potentially would be helpful for everybody if we were just generating all this solar power for ourselves.
Yeah, helpful for everybody is good, but my God, a payment of nearly 500 a year, not bad either. And I know that's not standard, as you said, but there are, and there were a few months there, it's important to say, where they didn't use much themselves, so they exported a lot. Is this income, like, could it be taxed, Brian?
You're taking the fun out of it now, Cormac. well, I had a look at the government website. There is any payment over 200 euro is taxable, boo. So one supplier, Energy Wise Ireland, they believe these payments should be completely exempt from tax. Now, I met CEO Birchie this morning. Before we got into how much you're likely to pay up front for these systems, and there was a recent VAT cut, which is making a difference, we discussed the tax issue. Given that, you know, people are going to have got their first microgen payments in recent weeks, they might be aware of the fact that some of it is actually taxable. So this is what he had to say about how much you can send back to the grid before revenue get their hands on it.
I think 200 euros is the go-to point, because anything above that is taxable, believe it or not. I guess we'd prefer if it wasn't, and we'd be hoping that the government wouldn't do that, but especially the fact that some suppliers are giving it as a credit off your energy bill. So to be taxed on anything above 200 euros is a bit of a disappointment. But look,
plus people have the upfront capital costs as well.
Exactly, they've paid up, and there should be some form of look. In fairness, we've got the VAT back now. But look, I think to continue the push here and to incentivize to send electricity onto the grid, especially with the demand that's coming on the grid with the rollout of electric cars and heat pumps, we need to incentivize as much as possible people and companies putting electricity, green electricity, back onto the grid, not putting a roadblock there. We all use our electricity differently. If someone's in a house all day, look, they're going to use a lot of electricity. But if you're out of your house for most of the day, you're saying, what am I doing with this excess energy? So look, we can get paid for it, but maybe it's worthwhile putting in a hot water diverter and heating water and charging batteries at peak times so you have it for night time.
What's the story with smart meters?
And there's a myth out there, don't give me a smart meter because they see it as more expensive or the rates aren't as good. You can get some very good rates from maybe 2 to 4 in the morning, for instance, if you have an electric car, really cheap rate to charge your electricity. I think you have to have a discussion with your supplier, see what kind of rates they offer you and do a comparison. And look, inevitably, we all have to move to smart meters because we have to incentivize people to move away from peak time electricity usage.
So there you go. Even the sun is making money for the revenue. Bert Sheehy there. Give us a sense, Brian, of how much other suppliers are paying. And then we might talk a little bit about a solar PV system and how much it would cost.
Yeah, well, Sharon, who we heard from earlier, she's with Bord Gáis. She's getting 18.5 cents per kilowatt. So that's capped, as a lot of them are capped. They pay twice a year. So it's a credit on your bill twice a year. And obviously, it's a large payment for her because she was away for a lot of the summer. Most people will get between 50 and perhaps 300 euro per annum, general terms. Penergy pay 25 cents per unit. So they say 2% of their customers are now signed up to micro generation. And then Electric Ireland will pay you 21 cents. Their standard 24-hour rate is 44, nighttime 23 cents. So it's quite a variation there. So I suppose, look, bearing in mind government recently scrapped a VAT on solar panels, that has brought the costs of installation down. So I suppose I wanted to look at, Cormac, finally, how much are these systems costing and how long is the payback now in terms of years? So this is Bert Sheehy again from EnergyWise.
So an 8-panel system, which is about 3.2 kilowatts, the total cost is 7,037 euros. The customer pays 4,028 euros. So there's a saving there of 837 euros and 2172 on the grant.
And so the 837 euro, that's the VAT saving, and over 2,000 euro on the grant. So you're saving just over 3,000 euro on that. You pay 4,000. 12-panel system, you're paying just under 5,000 euro. So that obviously is generating more electricity. And then underneath that, if you go up to a big system, say a 16-panel system, you're going to pay just over 6,000. The VAT saving on that will be almost 1,200 and you're going to get a 2,400 euro grant. So that's giving you a rough idea. The one thing people focus on again is payback. They'll say, okay, if I spend for a 16 panel system, it's going to cost me net 6,000 euro. How many years before I'm breaking even?
Yeah, you're looking at, before the VAT exemption, you were looking at about 7 years. That's probably down to now 6 years. We've people that are probably less than that, but they're using their electricity very, very effectively. They might have an electric car. So instead of buying the electricity at peak time, they're charging their car, they're heating their water with the excess energy, they're charging their battery. So combining, if you can utilize the energy yourself in-house, it's the fastest possible payback.
You know what you're talking about, Bert Sheehy from EnergyWise. Brian, a listener, says to text, we got a payment of 70 euro for March and April. We sell during the day at 21 cent per unit and charge the car at night at 14 cent during cheap time Electric Ireland rates with newly installed PV panels. So you're getting people talking, I think, Brian. You tried to get Minister Eamon Ryan talking on this. What did he say?
I tried to get him to budge on the 200 euro, Cormac, so poor old Sharon wouldn't be taxed to the hilt. And basically I was told the focus really here is on trying to maximise whatever energy you use. So they're not really focused on giving people a tax break in terms of anything over that 200 euro. You do have a tax break up to 200 euro. So I'm afraid I don't have good news for Sharon on that. They reckon the average people will make or at least get back is about 151 euro per annum. That's based on a 9-panel system. I have to say most systems now are probably 10 panels and up. So that's it. It's worth looking into, I suppose, with the VAT reduction. It's brought it back. Most companies will have about a 10 to 12 week lead in time now. They're all very busy with this.
Well, there you go. Not just reporting for Drive Time, but also trying to make the listeners money as well. Brian O'Connell, thank you very much indeed.